Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful weather. Is it not fine in California, in New York, wherever you are, in London, even in Miami and the rest of the world? Welcome to the Cricket Show. It's 6 o'clock, and when it's 6 o'clock, we talk cricket and nothing else but cricket. Just want to say a pleasant good afternoon to all the panelists on Dennis Heath, Murchis Nesbitt, Donna Brown, of course, Hyacinth, all the way from London, England. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening,
Liam.
Okay. And a pleasant good evening to all of you as well. So without no further ado, let's give the show its blessing. The Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. We thank you for your giving us this opportunity yet again to have another show. We are grateful for all the kindness you have showed on to us, and we just pray that you will just let this show go on without any interruptions. And pray that all the panelists might be well represented here this evening. And thank you for all the help that you have given us, and those who have given us financially and those who have done so morally. We are grateful for all kindness you have shown to the show over the past 12 years, going on 13, and we just going to ask you to continue doing that for us. We also ask you to continue your healing touches on our brothers and sisters, namely Dr. Leroy Lashney and his daughter Lisa, Bobsy Nesbitt, and Mertrice, her daughter, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, of course, El Camino Willett, Wentworth Francis, and Telbert, and Dennis Talbert and Winfred Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Guntrop, Willis and Mona Daniel, I beg your pardon, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis' son, and of course, our brother, Linford McKenzie. And those who have not expressed their concerns, we pray that you may just continue to heal them, touch them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. Pray also for all the ones who have not expressed their concerns, but we pray you may just touch them as well. We therefore ask that you lay this show into your hands and hope that you'll make it be another success for us this evening. All these that we ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Anything to express from any of the panelists? Got a tight agenda this evening.
Leon, let me take the opportunity to say hello and welcome to all our listeners wherever they are in the world. And remind them, this is The Cricket Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. They can call us at 1-515-605-9850. That's 1-515-605-9850. Or send us an email to thecricketshow@comcast.net. thecricketshow@comcast.net.
Thank you
a reminder to join us every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern time zone. Back to you, Leon.
Indeed. And Mertris, a quick hello from you. The fans like to hear your voice, and we won't deny them.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm just thankful to God for another new day and glad to be at the show to keep your company and have a good, great conversation. But on a sad note, Leon, my departed, my cousin, Isima Cornelius, was on the prayer list.
Oh, yes.
May your soul in eternal peace.
Indeed. And I just want to thank you for bringing that to our notice, too, as well. And how about you, Donna?
Welcome to another Cricket Show. I'm glad to be here. I say hello to all of the panelists, to Leon, to Dennis, to Murchie, and for those who will be joining later. I would also like to extend condolences to Murchie and to our New Vision family for the loss of Isima. I went to visit her years ago. It's unfortunate that you would have gone that way.
Indeed.
So, look forward to a great show.
Indeed. Okay. Thank you for your kindness and bringing that to our attention, too. And also, we want to just say hi to Hyacinth. And Hyacinth, why don't you hail up all your fans, which have become numerous in recent times?
Really? I just want to say good evening to everyone. And, you know, hope you like the show as much as I do, or even more so, and continue to listen and to learn as I'm learning. So thank you all very much. And Merches, for my deepest condolences. And, you know, may God continue to strengthen all the family. So take care. Okay. Always a pleasure, everyone.
Indeed. And we also want to report a sad news as well, too, because not only Isima, who was on the list, but also, Ralston Otto, a famous cricketer in Antigua, he also passed on Friday evening. He was very much a part of the Antigua setup, and he also played for the Windward Leewards, and he was vice captain of a tour that went to, I think it was Bangladesh or Zimbabwe. And he was one who, like Austin, Victor Eddy, who should have been on the West Indies side, but never got an opportunity. So just want to just say our condolences to the families of Isima Cornelius, and of course, Ralston Otto. Late in the show, we have some folks who are going to be saying something about Ralston Otto, and I hope we can get someone to speak about Isil McCorniness in depth too, but our sympathy and thoughts and prayers are going out for those who have left to mourn the losses of those two faithful servants of God. So without any further ado, let's go into the brief summary as we await the coach's corner. Firstly, we want to talk about the Major League Cricket, which commenced this week with some four matches have gone so far, and this is the 15th of August. We'll give you more as the day go by. And, of course, we all learned of the West Indies being beaten badly in 3 days. And much is going to be talked about that. And much, it's so tough to bear. But all in all, times are like that. Afghanistan versus Bangladesh. The latest score we have is Afghanistan. Bangladesh beating Afghanistan by 6 wickets. And we have a number of matches. We'll give you all the details. And my notes have gone past me. Oh no! All right. So yeah, Afghanistan. I guess Sri Lanka taking on. Okay, in the first day of the test match, Sri Lanka are 242 for 6, and they are against Pakistan. The first day, first test match, first day split. That is cool. And Somerset are the 100 champion. They defeated Essex by some 14 runs. Somerset 145 in their 40 overs. Essex 131. From 18.3 overs. Australia ladies, this was a close encounter. I don't know how many of you have seen it, but Australia won the match by 3 runs. Scores, Australia 282 for 7. England ladies 279 for 7. Bad defeat there for the English ladies. And we're going to talk some more sports, but just to remind our fans that most sports are really taking place because the Women's World Cup will start this Thursday. And a number of teams are in action except, we have 3 teams from the Caribbean. We have Haiti, we have Jamaica, and we have another team. Jamaica, Haiti, and I'll tell you that now. Jamaica, Haiti, who is the other team from the Caribbean, but we'll tell you all that. But the important thing that the Women's World Cup starts come Thursday, and we'll be giving you scores in the weeks to come. And hope the Caribbean teams do well. And the big news is the young 20-year Carlos Alvarez. He has beaten the champion for 4 years and going on five, or is it five? He's beaten Novak Djokovic today. 3-2. Yes, and it was a big, big victory for the young man, only 20 years old. And we just wish him well in the years to come. And 4th time he's playing on grass, and he has now gotten to beat one of the greatest players in the sport. And just to tell you about a little American football, because the American legendary running back, Jim Brown, he died last Friday evening at age 87. So those are the news we have, and we prepare to hear from Jatin. He's not yet with us, but Dennis, why don't you make the intro?
Well, somebody rattling the dishes back there. Yes, Leon, coach is running just a little bit late, and we'll pick it up as soon as he arrives. But in the meantime, I might just share with our listeners the ICC Men's and Women's Player of the Month for June. Those nominated were, from the men, Travis Head from Australia, who scored 163-174, 12 Australia to victory in the World Test Championship. And then we had Sean Williams from Zimbabwe, who scored 3 centuries at the ICC World Cup qualification tournament. And the third nominee was Wainindu Asaranga from Sri Lanka, 3 consecutive 5 wickets haul in the ICC World Cup qualifier. And Leon, of the 3, who would you have voted as male player of the month?
It's a hard toss-up between Hasaranga and Sean Williams. In my view, I think it might be Hasaranga.
You'll go for Hasaranga. I wonder.
Yes,
let's see whether does the ladies agree with us. Donna, would you agree with that, with Leon?
Hasaranga was very good in the Cricket World Cup qualifiers.
Right. So up 3 players, Travis Williams and Hasaranga, who would you vote men's player?
Did you say
Hasaranga?
Hasaranga.
Thank you, Hasaranga. Go ahead. What? Yeah.
No, I'm saying Travis Head too.
Yeah, Travis Head was one of the nominees.
Because he
scored 163 from 174 delivery. What about Hyacinth? Does she? Are you willing to take a stab at which of those you would make male player of the month? Hyacinth is not.
Well, I'm thinking. I sort of watch them, but I'm not really. No, you know. But
when you don't, with a majority.
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm going with the winner. Whichever one wins, that's the one I would back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, when the votes were counted, Hasaranga was the one voted male player of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Female player of the month nominated were Tammy Bowman from England. She had a test double century in the match against Australia. So she's nominated for a double century. Ashley Gardner from Australia, she took 8 wickets for 66 runs in the match. And Hayley Matthews from the West Indies. Somebody's saying hello back there.
Mm-hmm.
So, ODI century, 353. So, of the 3 ladies, Tammy Beaumont, Ashley Gardner, Hayley Matthews, who would your vote go for, Leon?
I'm going with my West Indian Hayley Matthew.
Now you're going to go with performance, Leon.
I'm a little biased now. Anyway.
Donna, how would you vote?
I will say, I will go for my West Indian, but in case you fail, I'll go for the double century here. I'm getting my little bias in there too.
All right. What about Hyacinth? Any input here, Hyacinth?
Well, I'd go for my namesake.
Oh.
I'd go for Hayley Matthews. I've sort of been following her a little bit.
Yes.
I think I know more about her than the other two. So I'd vote
right.
for her.
Okay. When the votes came in, Ashley Gardner, 8 wickets for 66 in the test match, was the player who was voted player of the month, or female player of the month of June, the month of June.
I don't know that at all.
What was that, Leon?
I said we would not quarrel with that at all, but we were a little biased.
To give credit where credit's due, Ashley, you know, 8-4 thing is no slouch, but, you know, the other players, nominated players, they did fairly well, and it seems hard that Sean Williams can score 3 centuries during the World Cup qualification, yet he didn't get the vote. Against Hasaranga, who collected 3 5 wickets all. I mean, I would have thought personally that Williams should have been the player of the month in the male category, but, you know, my vote was not enough. And Hayley Matthews, I would certainly be hard-pressed not to give her my vote. a century and plenty of wicket too. But,
yes,
you
indeed.
Know.
Player of the match sure. on the series too. And player of the series.
And the series, yes.
But we have Ivan on board. I don't know if he's in a position to speak, but if he is, perhaps he can come in and say a word or two.
Hello, Ivan.
Good evening, good afternoon. I am just heading in from the pool a little bit here with grandkids. So
you heading from the pool, and some of us out here in California is looking at 120 plus. Oh, shame.
I thought you need to be in the pool.
Shame on you for, you know, rubbing my nose in it.
Yes.
Trust me.
We may not have... Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll have coach. We will have the coach in a moment, but until then, we'll just, you know, put in a few pointers here, especially about the Major League. I know we'll get into the finer details, but overall, it looks very much as if Major League Cricket has taken off, and we will definitely be able to enjoy that. But before we get into that, the coach has joined us, so let's go straight into the coach's corner. The Cricket Show USA, the Cricket Hall of Fame USA, and the American Cricket Education Council, ASEC, is pleased to welcome the weekly joint collaborative broadcast of the Coach's Corner. The objective of the Coach's Corner is to provide coaching education and expert views, information, oral and practical assistance, while helping to educate those seeking to understand and to become actively involved in the sport of cricket nationally and internationally. The segment of the Coach's Corner will run from 6:15 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard and will feature Jatin Patel, Cricket Hall of Famer and multi-sport coach administrator and director of the Cricket Hall of Fame. Good afternoon to you, Coach, and welcome to edition of Coach's Corner.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Thanks for you, Jenny.
Nice to have you back with us again. And this week, we will work with the reaction and response as the topic for the week. And this is particularly important because we've just been witnessing the last test match. But let me kick things off by asking Coach, is there a connection between a player taking risk and their reaction and response during play?
It is 100%. When something happening outside your body, let's say, when you're hearing something, when you see something, when you feel something, these are the symptoms. But eventually it gets into your head, which changes your mood, or sometimes we call it emotions, right? And when it happens, it ends up with two choices. The reaction is the prompt response of anything happening. It's like retaliation. Somebody said to you, and all of a sudden, quickly, without thinking about outcome, it doesn't matter. You're retaliating right away to respond them with something. And that's reaction. But the response takes time, takes the thought process. Response has definitely a outcome which depends on what you think about it, what you're trying to apply, and eventually let the action speak. Means the response is slow, but it definitely has some sort of outcome where reaction don't. Reaction normally gets into quick retaliation. That's it.
Thank you, Coach. Stressful situations do arise in the course of games. and emotion often comes into play. How does that affect reactions and response on the field?
That is the huge thing. It's a part of the temperament, we call it. How the player is controlling their own head, mind, let's say. It also reflects a lot of components, attitude, this, that, frustration, you know, mood, emotions. We can keep going talking about it. But the reaction is the prompt. Right away you're doing something without thinking or without even concern about what can be the output is not concern. And you do it. That's a reaction. Where response is the good player has to rely on. It's under your control. If something happens, it's not about trying to react and give the prompt reply to something or return some thought, something. No. You must consider before you speak or before you act. And that is what the response takes time. The good players does that. Like, for example, Sachin Tendulkar, right? We have a lot of incidents. The player get into the some side of controversial situation. Sometimes the opposite player said something and you end up with a disagreement or trying to say something in return right away, right? And those are the things you have to control your emotions. And that is the quality of the good player who can control those. I can give you one good example. Very recently I seen, looking at this Jaiswal, the young player who take the first inning in West Indies. If you look at the video, you will hear a lot of things happening on the ground. A lot of things are coming from the opposite team players. There are plenty of talks ongoing. And absolutely, the beautiful thing to see, I will not say he did not hear anything. We cannot say that he is not concerned about it. But he did manage all those by holding his reaction. Don't get into the emotional. Just listen. You can listen everything out there which may be directly or indirectly pointed or talk about you. But end of the day, if you can control yourself emotionally, let's say, and avoid the prompt reaction and think about the response, how you want to play on, how you want to think about what they are talking about you, can I keep continue doing my job and show them, hey, it's not about talk. I'm not going to return talk back to you, but I'm going to my action let you speak like that. I can give you another example where it comes from. When you happening as a player, if you're doing good, it's definitely disturbing factor for the opposite team. And they will try to disturb you as much as possible. They have plenty of things to do. They will try every effort to make sure that you get frustrated or you get emotional or you get anger, something. And what happens here, when you have so many things going in your mind, then the point comes and then you just blow up. That's a reaction. I can give you one simple example. Let's say you have a bottle of soda, packed, brand new bottle of soda on one side, and you have a bottle of water, also new. Never open, let's say. Now you try to shake it both for a few minutes, let's say. What happens if you open the soda bottle? And what happens if you open the water bottle? Now you can see the outcome, what's happened. Considering the soda bottle is like your head has took so many things, and now it's at the boiling stage, we can say, not ready to take any more. So as soon as you open up, like frustration, you're trying to speak in reaction, what happens? That's how it is. So you want to be like a calm, like a water. Doesn't matter to you. You listen everything, but avoid the reaction. But think about response, which takes thought process. And that is my word to say on the youngsters. When you play in any competitive sports, you are expecting these factors coming to you more often than you think about it. But it's always in a player's control whether you are picking up a reaction or the response.
All right, Coach. Leon, anyone on the panel?
I will go first. No. You know, what comes to mind, Coach, is when a player is being hit. Some folks, some batsmen or batters, they call now, will be determined to let that bowler don't get his wicket. Some players will just react by just flinging their bat, as it were, in any angle, and wherever he goes, it goes. You know, and in some cases, they lose the wicket. Another case, when a fielder intentionally said things not necessarily about him, but about things that he will hear, and how he reacts to it can make a big difference. And then finally, the story is told about in certain countries that the spectators used to use a flashlight and shine in the eyes. You've heard of that? I'm sure you folks have. And how they react to it. The how they react will sometimes determine whether they last long or they go on to score a big century. And I'm glad you talked about the young Jerswell, because how he reacted, that innings he played, is largely due, in my part, to his captain. His captain stayed there with him, make a painstaking 100, and guide him along the way. Now, that would have been a good way for Bradford to stay with the young man there, the young Athanase, and perhaps the result would have been a different. So I'm just making these three examples to see how, if you are on the same wavelength like I am, to think about the reaction, how players react in these circumstances.
I mean, if you hear this commentary on this debate for these youngsters, there's a lot of things talked about that England tour when the Rahul Dravid and Sourav Ganguly, both batsmen, got debut in the same test. And they were comparing a lot of things about that incident, which lasts like 27 years back. But at the same time, what they're trying to compare is the quality of the Indian youngsters coming into the international arena. They are ready to go. That is the how they have been trained and developed over the years by playing the local competitive cricket. It's a 100%, it's a guaranteed performance. If someone is doing well in an internal or regional or local cricket, and if they can do well in IPL under pressure, these are the players good to go. And I was looking at some analysis for last 20 years, I will say. India has the highest rate of success bringing the under-19 player. As soon as they play the under-19 for India, we are looking average window of about 3 to 6 years. There is the highest number of under-19 players to the international arena to play for India. And believe it or not, most of them has succeeded. We can just go through a little bit quick here. Prithvi Shah, when he came in international arena because of the under-19 performance, and he immediately made the impact. Subman Gill, another player from under-19, Now we look at this Jaiswal. We have Ishan Kishan, right? So this list can go on. So what's happening here is, honestly speaking, when this under 19 program under the Rahul Dravid, which is they used to call a wall of India when it comes to the cricket, means he has a cool head, and it doesn't matter what happens, what situation is out there, he will hang in there for the team. So this a mental part of the training has been coming out of those legends and the internal system they have. The another part, because of the India's local fan base, any event, they usually generate the huge audience. Means there are so many spectators out there for the game. So these youngsters are getting well trained. Now, when you are in the team, and when you are on the field, whether you are batting, bowling, or fielding, there is a lot of things happening in any particular moment on the field, inside the team, but at the same time, there's a plenty of things going off the field, which is behind you if you are fielding, outside people. Now, the bottom line is always up to the player. With this so many things happening, how many control? I will say none. You cannot control the crowd. You cannot control the fans. You cannot control the spectators. You cannot control the opposite team from talking. There are no laws. There are no limits on those things. But the one thing you have under your control as a player is 100% you. What are you listening? What are you feeling? What are you getting emotional? It all makes sense. But can we take the deep breath here and think about it for not going reaction, but how you want to respond in this game? That is more important. And that is the learning trade. There is plenty of things happen. We had incidents when the spectators are telling something to the players. They are definitely, some point, players like to entertainment them. Players like to give some sort of body language in return. And sometimes they turn around and they give the aggressive face to them. And we also had a couple of incidents where the player is talking to the spectator. But guess what happened? All these things has absolutely no value and absolutely has no impact what you do in the game. Remember, as a player, you are in the game. And you are the only person can make a difference through the performance, not about what's going out there in terms of reaction or response.
Thank you so much, Coach. Any other question?
We haven't got anybody else at this point.
Okay. Coach, does the player's abilities and skill level affect how they react and respond on the field of play?
Now, this is all about knowledge base, number one. You need to aware of it. What can happen if you react and what can happen if you think about response. Number two, this one definitely coming from some sort of competitive experience where you become the expert to deal with those situations. And number three, this is beyond skills and technical part of the game. This is, we call it mental strength, sometimes say the mindset training, mental fitness. There are plenty of different words. But the bottom line is, can we control our own emotions? That is the key.
Okay. So, mental attitude, therefore, is absolutely a good mental attitude is influential in reactions and response during these matches?
It definitely does, and it's not an easy solution. where I can advise or give you idea how to deal with it, because everyone is a different and everyone has a different way to control their own mental status, we call it. That includes angerness, attitude, frustration. There's a plenty of things can happen based on the mood first, we call it, right? And immediately it's come to you to decide how you want to react or respond. There is a both way you can win it. I can give you one good example, which I always think about it, like why this person, even they get out and have a smile. Have you seen that many player in cricket? Tell me honestly. If some batsman gets out and they are still smiling and walking away, these are the rare things to happen. But only the good person with the good sportsmanship, with the belief of the spirit of the game, and the person who has a good mind control, those are the only one can do it. I can give you one example. If you look at the highlight of some videos, now she is retired. It's India's former captain, Mithali Raj, woman ladies cricketer. I have seen plenty of time when she is walking away after she loses wicket. She is in a different mood. At least the first the change on her own control is have a nice smile and walk away. Now, what important factor is here is not about just smiling, but whatever happened, you're trying to swallow first. Number two, you are trying to control your emotions and mood at that particular moment. And to do that, you must be strong enough to deal with it, rather than showing the people your body language, which is most of the time we call it the attitude, how you react physically, right? So that is the smile comes in place, which can take over almost everything on the side. And that's a beautiful thing to see. There are a lot of batsmen, you can see that as soon as they get out, they are swinging a bat, they are shaking their head, sometimes they're getting frustrated. We have even incidents, they go out and hit the boundary line or throwing bats away or throwing helmets away. Now, these are the things coming from this reaction part of whatever happened, because they are not able to control emotions, and that is what the outcome is. So the good player has to understand the moment is gone, it will not going to repeat again, but does not matter what happened, we are not here to forget everything. But remember what happened and try to find out a proper solution. That is the, it's called a response. How are you going to respond? There's only way to do it is make sure next time you avoid what happened, right? And try to do better. That's another part. And that is makes the more the good players usually come back. Everyone had a down time. Doesn't matter you have a long career or short career in playing cricket. There is always down time. Means for lapses, some months, some games, some sort of period of time, you are expecting some setbacks and failure. But after you go through that pitch, we call it, you must be strong enough to bounce back. Now, during this process, as I said, all those greatest batsmen and champions in other sports, everyone had their downtime. But the beautiful thing, why they are champion or why they succeed is they did bounce back strongly for one good reason. They found how to respond to that situation, how to overcome from that failure, which teach you something, and that is learning process. If you can improve yourself, and if you go from there, then the things can change. And because of that, I will say any player who has scored like 10,000 runs in a test cricket career, do you think they always had a success? No. They do had some downtime. they did get out sometimes, let's say on first delivery or without scoring. Now this is the part of the game. But they normally don't think about too much about what happened. They always put the mind in a thought process to overcome that situation, to avoid that situation. They work towards the better resolution. And that is what they apply to make sure the future response needs to be much better than what happened in recently or past.
Coach, you discussed at least earlier Jaiswal on the field. Should players, when confronted with on-field distraction, result visibly or orally, react visibly or orally to as a result of those distractions?
Well, this is a part of the game, right? It's not about just skill and tactics. You will be challenged. Even like when I was young, we used to tease the batsman, right? We just bowl a good delivery, and if the batsman is beaten, it's definitely go close to it and have some word to say, right? And it's a good idea to have it, because sometimes you are taking a chance to put the external pressure if you can. Whatever is happening by the skill and tactical part is a different. But if you can disturb the mind, if they can disturb the thought process, where you can force the opposite player to lose his focus and concentration and eventually the goal, you can succeed. So this is the part of the game, and mental is the more important. As we always say that, it's more than 80% is a mental game. It's not about just skills and tactics. The player need to be in a good, proper mind status, I would say, or mindset, where he can control everything to perform. And if you can do it, and that is your age. So when you are on the field, as I said earlier, there is absolutely no regulation, there is no rules, there is no limits, unless somebody goes the physical abuse or too much nonsense, then the umpire might interfere and say, hey, this is not right, we need to calm down. They might talk the captain and bring the point to make sure the situation are settled down. Those are the only thing remedies out there on the field. But the beyond that, there is always two phases. One, the person who starts, and another is always, if the player reacts, means the reaction, then it can go carry over. It can keep continue. But if you suspend the reaction, if you do not react, and you put that mode into the response and going through the thought process, then it becomes the one-sided. Means when you don't retaliate, when you don't react, the other person might give up or they might keep continue for a while. But as long as if you don't care, it has absolutely nothing to do, because you are preparing yourself through the thought process for the better response. And once you start responding, it can go away. So that is what the players has to understand. It's not about winning by reaction or retaliating something at the same spot. Put yourself in thought process and look for the response. You will be winner.
Yeah. Coach, you've mentioned reaction and response primarily from a batter's perspective. But can you give us a look at how a bowler's perspective in reaction and response to situation, maybe having just been struck for two or three fours in a row, or four and a six, or a drop catch? From the bowler's perspective, give us an indication of reaction and response.
It all depends on how strong you are and how you are prepared mentally. I can probably give you one example. I forgot what was the World Cup, but it was the one of the World Cup game. I think it was played in Bangalore, India-Pakistan. Now, you know that when say India-Pakistan, it's always hot, really high-profile games. And Pakistan was doing all well, I will say. Opening stand was going 100% in right direction to their goal to win the game. And at some point, I believe after the century stand or something, I still remember the batsman, Amir Sahel, I think. He was the opening batsman. And then he hit a four to the offside to the Indian bowler. And he immediately saw the body language, like, if you bowl like this, I'm going to send it over there. Now, Venkatesh Prasad was the bowler. He did not go for the reaction. If you see the clip, he just walks away. But he did notice what the other batsmen said to him, or saw the body language to him, or saw the signal. If I bowl next time where my ball will be, guess what? Next one, clean bowled. Now here, this incident, it's a good learning lesson for any bowler. It's not about what happened on previous delivery. If you're strong enough, and if you decide to do something properly, stick with it. Whatever the confidence you have, if you apply and stay focused, what you really want to do is not what happened with the previous delivery. And I can give you another example. There are lots of spinners lately we are watching in T20 and other worlds. They give you 1-6. But immediately after that, majority of the time, they are not giving repeated 6. Yes, there are a few incidents. You might have 2 sixes, 3 sixes, 4 sixes. It's happened. But there are the good bowlers who try to contain and back to the normal under their control. And that is the beauty. Bowler can do it, but bowler need to find out, throw the thought process, what they really want to do, what they really can achieve, and go from there. So it's equally, whether it's a batsman or bowler, it's all about how you control your emotions, especially by dictating the two terms. Are you going for reaction? Are you going for the proper response?
Okay, thank you. Leon or anyone else on the panel? Any questions?
I have Audley in. I'll see if he wants to come in. Audley? Do you have a question for Coach?
No, good evening. I don't have a question, No.
How about you, Virgil? Do you have one? Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here. The only question I want to ask you, is it raining in your area? Because it's pouring rain in my area.
Oh, okay.
we had a last night the good rain, right? But this will be the beautiful... It's called a God-sent response. Just wait, time will come, and it will show you, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have feet to turn it on, so the towers can be in your area. How about that?
Does Trevor have a question, Leon?
Oh, let's see if Trevor has a question. I try to...
I'm good. No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
Fine.
Yeah.
Let me put another question. Coach, is... substandard achievement by a player and a performance, achievement and performance affect the reaction and response in a match? You know, substandard achievement and performance.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. Once you are in the reaction and when you are in the retaliation due to the emotional situation, that puts you under the pressure. And the most of the time, failure is immediate. If the failure is the partial, then the, what are you telling me, substandard performance. It's not 100% failure, but it's a partial failure. And it does impact in every player. we have seen a lot of time. I can give you one example. In the matter of T20, sometimes we see that the score is still manageable. The team batting can reach that target. Usually, let's say, 60 ball left and 108 runs to score, but you have one good batter who can hit sixes and he can boundary and bring the closer, right? But when you have lost like 4 or 5 wickets, it puts them under the pressure. And immediately after that, this person is getting disturbed when they lose one or two more partner at the other end. And eventually what happens is here, we lose this person with the some kind of solution left to figure out, maybe like 3 to 4 overs left and like 60, 70 runs. Now that becomes completely disaster because the player who was hopeful to do it, it's gone out. And the remainder of the batsmen are not able to carry over and they all get under some sort of pressure, we call it, and they eventually lose it. Because that's the human psychology. Most of the time, anyone under the pressure is not expected the success. It's either a failure or the partial failure does exist, does happen, unless you overcome. In the same situation, we have seen, especially for West Indies, I will say, I believe there was a one World Cup when the one of the batsmen scored like 4 or 5 sixes in one over and changed the whole formula, right? So what happens here, this player has thrown out all pressure, not thinking about what happened, what's going on. He decided to go the other way. Why don't I put myself and take all risk and have a swing? Everything is coming to you. And guess what? That can change the whole momentum. And that's what happens. It's all about how you control yourself.
Okay. Right. Well, I'll throw one last question at you, Coach, and then we will wrap this segment up. How does situational occurrences beyond the field of play influence reaction and response in a match?
Yeah, this is the part of the another... I think there's a more good examples in West Indies than anywhere else. Like we have a lot of times player situation is happening beyond the field activity, I will say. I will not name it, but we have plenty of players, something happening, something is not right, something it does not convince to them, or something they are not happy about it, or something they have different expectation. And this is the things are coming into the play. And then player decides, hey, I'm not going to play for the team. I'm not going to join this tour. So these are the all factors is coming from where the things are happening beyond the field activity. We call it the off-the-field activity, but it does impact because it's indirectly related to the team and the activities they do for the team. So it's always concern whether it's on the field, off the field, or something happening beyond the team level. It does impact the player. It's always up to the player. But the most of the time, what we have seen in West Indies is, whatever the reason is, this player is distancing themselves away from the team.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, well, before you go, thanks. I have one final question before. Sorry to prolong it a little bit because I couldn't let this pass. I just saw this article, right? Warner, that is David Warner's manager, claimed Australia were told to tamper with ball after the Hobart loss 2016-17. What he claims is that more than the 3 players that were sanctioned should have been punished. That's the complaint of Warner's manager. How would the players react after hearing that from Warner's manager? Jatin. in your opinion?
Well, these are the different situations when you are a part of the team, when you are in the team, and when you are working with the team plans, you have to do whatever it takes for the team, whatever the plans are there. So there is a two-sided of story, I will say. As a player, if he's doing what your teammates telling you, it's a good thing for the team to make sure that you are doing something for the team. But at the same time, especially in this particular incident, players should have told other people, like, hey, this is not the right thing we want to do, right? We need to fight fairly. We must win through the spirit of the game and keeping our sportsmanship high. Cheating has nothing to do with in any sport, right? So this is like a always two side. But if it is a player, I will say go for the team. But at the same time, for the good human being, good character, you must argue or must complain about it. Hey, this is not the right thing to do it. But now this situation is a completely different. They are playing back. They had a different process to suspend them and eliminate from the captainship and bringing back into the team. And these are not things in our control. And we cannot even give any good advice from this learning lesson. But the one thing I will suggest to all young players out there, don't get into it to begin with. Because when you don't do anything which can put yourself or your career into the controversial talks, that's a bad thing to have it. Avoid them in the first place if you can.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Coach, for your insight, knowledge, and experience. We invite you to join us again next week at the same time right here on the Cricket Show. There is no doubt that Coach Patel have answers to the questions you have been asking. The question that says, how did he do that or why did he do that? Maybe you will say, I am going to do that next time. Once again, thank you, Coach, and we look forward to your next next time you're with us in a week's time on the Cricket Show.
Yep.
Over to you.
Thank
Ryan.
You all.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach and Dennis. And before we bring Audley in, we're going to ask Donna to give us an MLC update. Donna, come on in.
Okay, so at the moment, the Texas Super Kings, they're coming up against the Washington Freedom. Washington Freedom, they batted first. And they accumulated 163 runs for 5 wickets, with the top scorer being Matthew Short. Then follow up, you had Mukhtar Ahmed with 20, and Henry with 21, and Kimia 18. Those were the more successful ones. In response, the Texas Super Kings, they just a wicket just fell. They're like 32 for 2 from 5.4 over.
Three. One more wicket fall.
Yeah, another wicket just went down.
Yes. Okay.
So
thank
that,
you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Donna.
So right
okay.
now, oh. right now, the Freedom, they have the upper hand right now.
Okay. You heard it
okay.
first from Donna. Thank you so much, Donna.
Okay.
Over you to you, Audley, with your inside edge. Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, good morning. Say good evening to my fellow panelists and for the listeners around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all. And it's another Sunday evening. It's been a very rainy Sunday here for us here in the north. And but I enjoyed it. It cooled things off because it was getting a little hot. Okay, the inside edge for the day. Among cricketers that have made hundreds or multiple hundreds, there have been just 15 who has made over 30 hundreds, over 30 centuries. And I'll just break it down in countries, and I would say the leader is Australia, with four players over with 30 or more centuries. India with three, 30 or more centuries. England with two, Sri Lanka two, South Africa one, West Indies one, and Pakistan one. So for the time being, Australia, they are the leader by one over India when it comes to centuries and over 30 centuries in Test cricket. That's where we got it. The inside edge.
Indeed. And oddly, may I just ask permission really to just divide the thing into two, because we're going to just divide it in two to pay tribute to Iselma Cornelius and to Ralston Otto. So
okay,
we're going to, and then we will go right into the birthday, the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary.
All right, so you're going to be going ahead with the tributes first.
Yeah, with just a tribute. So
okay,
we,
not a problem, not a problem.
We learned today or earlier this week or late this week that Ralston, the great Ralston Otto, passed on.
Yeah.
And also a good friend, a relative of Donna and Murchies and everyone from Nevis. Iselma Cornelius. For weeks we have been...
I think she has been on her prayer list, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, for a very long time. And also
yeah.
Ralston Otto, he too has been on the prayer list. So we're going to ask that. We're going to ask Trevor, you're going to be able to say a thing or two on behalf of Otto?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just play this song, yeah, that I will dedicate to them both, and then we just ask all who will pay, who wants to pay tribute to Ralston Otto.
Stormy sea.
Here by now, one of Antigua's legend, Ralston Otto. He was one who should have made the Hall of Fame, but didn't make it. But he has played a great part in the development of cricket in Antigua. I heard the great Sir Richie Richardson was saying on a post that I am part of that he was one who was responsible for him to be where he is today. At least he helped in a great way, because he recalled his taking them himself and Eldine Baptist to the Antigua Recreation Grounds, and they get up there early in the mornings, and they practice to catch, to feel. And he said sometimes when he's finished, hands were sore from catching so many balls before they go to work or go to school. And for my part, I knew the family well. His family used to be associated with me through the estates in Antigua. And I know his family well. And we just want to say a young man, played his part, the development of cricket in Antigua. And I just want to say to his relative and those who are mourning his loss, may his soul rest in peace, and condolences to all who are related to him. And I've never heard anyone say anything bad about this young man. He's always helping, and just may his soul rest in peace. Since 2014, we had taken the opportunity to keep him on our prayer list. And we just hope that when we reach there, that he will be there to meet us, to greet us. And I just want to open the floor right now for who want to make, not only for him, but for ICLMA Cornelius as well, because she too has been on our list for a long time as well. And we just praying for her soul. May she rest in peace and rise in glory. And condolences are offered or extended to her on behalf of the Cricket Show and to her family and the friends. So, would you like to go, Virgin, first, or would you like?
I don't. All I can say is condolence to the family of Ralston Otto, but I don't know much about him. I know when I was going to school, I would hear about his cricket, but I don't know him. I don't know nothing that I can really talk about, but I just want to say my condolence to his family.
Smith. Mm-hmm. How about you, Trevor? You want to say something on behalf of either ICELMA, or you may not know ICELMA, but on behalf of both? Trevor, or is it Diver?
Yes, I'm here. I have experience with Otto as a young cricketer in St. Kitts playing Leeward Island Youth Trials. The Leeward Island touring team was in St. Kitts at the time, and Otto took some time off from his busy schedule and came over there and gave us some life lessons with cricket, teach us right, teach us wrong. And I remember him telling me, I would make more runs, not thinking about scoring runs, than if I'm thinking about scoring runs. He always would tell me, you cannot make runs in the pavilion. Stay in the wicket and bat. Stay in the wicket and bat. The longer you stay in the wicket and bat, the more runs you're going to make, believe it or not. You know, when you're young, you don't understand those things. You figure if you go there and swing your bat and make some runs, that's the key, you know. Mm-hmm. But he was very vital in my cricketing career. You know, he really taught me the purpose and the make sense of staying in the wicket long. And, you know, he's always show me. I've met him like 3 times. You know, show me a good face, and, you know, always been friendly and always a nice guy. So my condolences to him and his family at this time.
Okay, how about you, Ivor? I don't know if Audley and Dennis could know him, but Ivor, you want to say something? Or then we'll ask Donna
yes,
and Mercy.
Well, a young gentleman who, in my mind, should have really represented the West Indies at the highest level. I think he was good enough so he could be labeled as one who should have, could have, but for reasons unknown to us, didn't make it because El Camino Willis would have opened the door already for him, and I think plays for him. But he battled long. He was on the prayer list here for quite some time, so weekly you will hear his name called on this cricket show. But the good Lord, he says, when he giveth life and he taketh life. So let's hope he's in a better place. He's out of his suffering. No more pain, no more sorrow. Well, if it's of any consolation to the family, let's just believe that he's in a better place and he's gone on there to make God's team. And that's the team that, which I think is the ultimate team as opposed to the West Indies team. So may soul rest in peace. And then I would have known her personally, and I still can't understand, you know, because of I really don't want to say that was caused her death, but I journeyed to Atlanta on her 50th birthday, and I had the great distinction honor to take her pictures on her 50th birthday. It was quite an occasion, looking lovely, if I can say so myself. But for some strange reason, she went under the knife and never recovered. She too, I think, gone too soon. She's just about 60, 61, thereabout. I've visited her many times. When I thought she was making a brilliant recovery, here it is. The good Lord say, when? Give it life and take it life. So for those who are left to mourn again, let's cherish the memories. I certainly will, because I have her pictures, which I'm going to post at some stage, some lovely pictures on her 50th. Well, again, if it's of any relief to the families, she's in a better place, no more suffering, no more of this earthly living. Hopefully she's going to be sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
We'll all meet again someday.
Don't know if Murchis, are you in a position to say a thing, a word or two about Silma?
I'd just like to share my condolences with Cornelia Silma.
Okay, Donna is coming in first. Go ahead, Donna.
She was a very close friend of my sister Vita. They were in class together, they grew up together. So I was also very close to her. I took the time off, I went to visit her in Atlanta. And I just couldn't believe she would have been it. But however, she has suffered long enough, and the good Lord has said, come on home to me. So I just wish the family all the condolences and all the best for the rough days ahead. Also, to her only son, I know he would have done a master's job because he was mostly caretaker for her during the home. He got someone to help, but was there most of the time. So kudos to her son and what he would have done for his mother. Okay.
Anyone else? I don't know if Mertris.
Would you want to say a thing for about Iselma too and tell us your relationship? I think you are related to her.
Yes.
Are you?
We are cousins and we grew up together. Mm-hmm. And as Iva and Donna says, we grew up close. And it's a tragedy of what she had to suffer through. So I won't say much about that part because the family hasn't put out anything yet. But it's sad to see she had to suffer so much. But now she's gone. She's in a better place, hopefully, God willing. And she's not in any more pain. So on behalf of my family and the other family members who have some, we send out our love and prayers. And to her other cousin, Perret, and her family, we too are thinking about you at this time. So God bless you guys and stay strong and talk soon. May her soul rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And I just want to just mention too that I Selma, Cornelius and our brother here, Otto, Ralston Otto, they were in their 60s, and I consider them young people. I don't quite remember when I was that young. Nevertheless, I got to be thankful for my sis. Anyone else?
I want to go back into anything. I want to say thank you for putting her on the prayer list and keeping her abreast with her until she passed. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Leanne, can I just ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Hi, Sam.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Otto, did he come from All Saints?
No, Freeman Village.
Freeman, well, I know somewhere
Freeman
that
Village.
Way.
Near where I think it's close to where the property has the property.
Yeah, why I said that, I remembered when I think he was young and he had won something. He was the best young cricketer.
And we
had this association here in England, and he could not get anyone to sponsor him. And this association we had, we was giving him help.
Oh.
To get further in his cricketing.
All right.
Yeah, but I thought it was All Saints. I know it was. That's why I asked All Saints.
Freeman Village.
Yeah, well, they're near each other, aren't they?
Yes, indeed, yes.
I suppose they said All Saints because Freeman Village is such a small place.
Yes.
Yeah, so although I didn't know him, I know the name, and that was a long time. I think he was just a young. He got the best.
He was
best cricketer or something. And he was looking for help to...
Hard worker, very hard, dedicated.
Yeah, I'm saying he was only...
I've never heard him involved with any fiction whatsoever.
So, you know, I just offer condolences to the family. And may God just strengthen and comfort them at this sad time. And also for Iselma's family as well. So we'll just, you know, they're now at peace, and now we just have to think about the family and ask God to strengthen them at this time.
Amen. Thank you so very much. And now,
I'm going to ask you to really say a special prayer for Marjorie and for Bobby. Marjorie didn't say it. I really left it for her to say, but Bobby. He's getting a double one. That she was very, very, very close to Iselma and the lady that raised her, Merle. And Merle, too, would have gone. I think, maybe I shouldn't say it, but let me go ahead and say it since it started. Some of Bobsy, what she's going through, is losing a sister, Merle. They were like bonafide bosom. And then because that, she, too, would have accepted Iselma like a daughter. She made trips on her own to look after Iselma and really go beyond. And even Donna would have given a lot of praises to the son, but Bobsy would have gone even beyond to let him know that we were long here before you I said my hours, not because you're the son and only son, and Bobsy would have gone out of the way. So I know she's all torn to pieces. I can say that. Maybe much sure in a position to say that. So Bobsy has got to be twice on that tier list. Because
okay.
She's suffering twice from Merle, who would have gone. All of a sudden, she went to Nevis for a trip, and she passed, still in between St. Kitts and Nevis. And now for, I can call her a daughter, my Selma. So Bobsy, we don't need to hold up Bobsy. That's much mother.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That was too hard
any...
to talk about, Ivo, so I didn't
believe,
talk about
I believe so. That's why I did.
Yeah.
Heavenly
Thank
Father,
you.
We come to you and we ask your blessings on our dear sister, Bobsy. Father, you know the turmoil that she's going through at this point, Lord. We just ask that you touch her body, Lord. She too has her concerns, Lord. We just pray that you may just touch her heart, touch her body, Lord. We know it's not an easy task. It's one that you will not give anyone more than they can bear. Bobsy, we ask that you just give God praise for what he has done for you and be assured that he will continue to bless you and to heal you from not only your personal concerns, but the concerns of your dear loved one, especially the dear departed, I say, my Lord. Thank you again, Father, and we just pray you keep up my dear sister Bobsy and Mertris and all the others who are mourning the loss of Iselma Cornelius. In times like these, we need our Savior, Lord, and we need friends and we need those who can support us. So Bobsy, we put you and all your concerns in the hands of the Lord and just know that he will take care of you and bless you and be strong. You will come through this. In your precious name we pray, Lord. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do for all mercies and Bobsy and the family, relatives of Iselma. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone
Audley.
Else wants to?
Audley, yeah.
Audley?
Yes. Ralston Otto. I grew up listening to Ralston, you know, in those days in the Caribbean. All the games were broadcast on radio, so you could listen to the radio station. And it's like you've known those names growing up, the Lucas Sebastian, the Victor Eddy, and so forth, right? And, Ralston Otter was one of those standout names. And, as I say, while we may not have met personally, you know, being a cricketer, and he has played extensively all over the Caribbean and so forth, so we know of him. And as you guys mentioned already, I heard before, I think he's one of those unlucky guys not to play. He's got to be in the class of Victor Eddy, another guy, Ranford Pinnock from Jamaica. And the same Ralston Otter not to play Test cricket for the West Indies, and it were the days when we have three different formats. It's either you play for the West Indies Test team or no West Indies, right? So send condolences out to his family, and as you say, a relatively young man. He just turned 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
65 years old. He has played some 48 first-class matches for the Leeward Islands, and he has scored over 2,500 runs in that time. He played during the time of the 80s and the 90s. So another time, condolences going out to himself, not to him, but to his family, because we know he is already gone. We just hope that everything was right with him and the Lord. We can say may soul rest in peace. And for Miss Cornelius, she has been on Leon's list for quite a while. And I don't know her, but my closest to knowing her is because I know she's a friend of my brother, Ivor. And that's the closest I can get. And I remember I was talking before about her 50th anniversary pictures, and I think it was posted on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, we just want to extend condolences to the family, the entire family as well.
Indeed. Right. And just to also mention, I don't know, Ralston Otto was in the class of Victor Eddy,
mm-hmm.
Livingston Sargent, and Enoch
Lockhart Sebastian, yeah, those guys, yeah.
Yes, Lockhart Sebastian, all those guys who might have made the West Indies, and George Ferris as well, too, was another, but he came at the wrong time when they had too many of those fast bowler, and in my day, you know, way back, you know, I like young Thomas Otto, Lionel Thomas Otto, think it's, and then Antigua.
Let's not forget Lawrence also from Nevis, opening batsman.
Yes, Lawrence, and when you start to call, you know, we can go back all the way back to Antonison, and a guy by name is Jones, and my favorite, you know, the great batsman Otto Sinkins. It can't come to mind by now, but anyway.
Livingston Harris,
and Gilbert, and, you know, so. And we have Antonison Antigua, of course. And so there were so many players that could have and did not. But may the soul of Ralston Otto and I, Phil McConius, rest in everlasting peace and rise perpetually in glory.
What I do here, I'll just give a very abbreviated version because the time is real gone. So I'll just give a few birthdays for today and then the West Indians, and that's it. All right, so today be
May I also
it's time for the
world. Before you go,
Dennis,
we have forgotten him completely. Dennis, forgive us.
I know cricketers and around, you know, those who play cricket and West Indian cricketers in particular will pay tribute to a man of wisdom, skill and achievement. He is gone, but one who will not be forgotten for his contributions to cricket and to a few cricketers. My condolences to the family, to both families who have lost loved ones at this time. Thank you, Leon, and back to you.
Okay.
All right. So I'll give you a very abbreviated version of the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. So today being the 16th of July, singer Desmond Dekker, Oh Poor Me Israelite, we can remember that one some times ago. Big, big international hit. He was born this day back in 1942. Sharika Jackson, who had a very narrow defeat to Shikari Richardson today. Today's her birthday, I mean, Sharika Jackson. She missed out by just a little bit, but she lost to Shakira. Today's her birthday. She turned 29. Actor, comedian Will Farrell. Barry Saunders, we can't forget NFL Barry Saunders. Barbara Stanwyck, the matriarch from Big Valley TV series. Ginger Rogers, we can remember her also. And Ida B. Wells, she was a journalist and civil rights activist, women's rights from way back, from 18. She was born 1862 and died 1931. So for also, the guys that you'd recognize, Mary Baker Eddy, she was the founder for Christian Science, and Margaret Court, tennis player. She won 24 Grand Slam in the open era when, you know, Cardinal will come and explain that to you another time. And Jimmy Johnson, coach for NFL, he turns 80 today. For West Indian cricketer, Dale Wilson, Dale Richardson, out of Barbados, he celebrate a birthday today. For tomorrow, Omari Banks out of Anguilla and Stacey Ann King, female cricketer out of Trinidad and Tobago, will be celebrating. For the 18, Carlos Brathwaite, remember that name, 6666, Carlos Brathwaite, he'll be celebrating his birthday on that day. For the 19th, Robert Cristiani out of Guyana, one of those guys that he made the original team way back. David Bernard Jr. out of Jamaica also will be celebrating on the 19th. And for the
20th, we have Nixon McLean and Virgil Ante, Janet Francis, Virgil Ante, will be celebrating on the 20th, so I can't miss that one. Nixon McLean, cricketer for the West Indies from St. Vincent. And Mr. Ivor Henry, I know he has been celebrating all month, but the 21st belongs to Mr. Ivor Henry. Yes, he'll be celebrating his 51st birthday. His 51st birthday. All right, Mr. Henry, my brother. And Sherry Ann Fraser out of Guyana, cricketer, female cricketer, will be celebrating along with Ivor. And for the 22nd, we have Renaco Martin out of Nevis. He left us in March 2012. And Solomon Ben from Barbados. So that's an abbreviated version. Back to you, Leah. Anybody know
about that? Just to round it off, because in the spirit of mourning and sorrow and loss, just going to play this song briefly. Because we have a record 954.
Virgil got dropped.
Yeah. 954-733.
That is me, Mr. Francis. Somehow
okay.
I get dropped. And I can't afford to get dropped today.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay. I'll hang up this one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll do that for you.
We'll
okay,
that.
Folks. Audley, why don't you come
on
and sign right off?
So I think somebody will come on for Ivor. And...
Oh.
Ivor?
Ivor spoke already.
Oh.
He did.
No, because of his birthday, I thought Barbara or somebody would be coming on. All right.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll come on to say Barbara's birthday is coming up on the 24th. You left her out, 24th. So I want to sleep in the bed tonight.
No, she's
she'll
next
be next week,
week
right?
Yeah. Along with Jetna and
Oh, Chetna too? Oh, boy. I
think that's next week, Sunday.
Next Sunday. My daughter is the 25th. Okay.
Yeah, Jetna will be 23rd. All right, so 20. So nobody comes. So I should just close this off then.
Yes. Ivor? Yes.
Okay. This has been the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour, the abbreviated version. So join us next week once again. We'll do it all over at 7 o'clock. It's the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. Back to you later.
Yes, indeed, folks. Before we bring Virgil back in, right? Oh, yes, he's back in. Very much indeed. Yeah, we want to just touch a touchy subject now, West Indies. West Indies went down. I don't even want to say by how much, by how many, or by what. But, folks, we're going to just open the line, and we want to ask Virgil to kick off the batting order this afternoon. West Indies versus India. Virgil, say what you have to say. Come on in, Virgil. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Or we call Trevor. Trevor, why don't you tell us your thoughts about West Indies' loss? What went wrong? What could have been better?
Like I said last week, West Indies have one hope, and it's called Shea.
Are you saying that Shea hope should have been in the test team, right?
There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways about it that Shea Hope should be playing for West Indies. I mean, it's ridiculous why he's not playing. I mean, like I said, he's not just the best batsman we have, but he's the best batsman by a long, long, long way.
Poor West Indies.
So I don't understand what's really going on. This is like intentional. It's like, okay, well, let's just try to play the worst players that we have and see what happens.
But don't you believe that it's not Shea's fault, because he probably don't want to play.
Probably, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he probably don't. I figure that I would love to see himself, and the urge, Hetmyer to come back, and I urge Puran to play as well. We don't have no backing.
We need to know what's going on, because it looks bad.
Very, very bad. Dennis?
One of the contributions for me is that if we remember the inquiry Coach? That was the committee that was put together after that debacle in the previous World Cup, they did recommend that those white ball cricketers should be brought in to play red ball cricket, and we should not just pigeonhole cricketers into one slot. So having said that, I anticipate and I do expect that Shea Hope will actually make it into the test team. And of course, we know that he does have the ability, because he recently played county cricket for, I think it was Yorkshire, during the early part of the summer. So It tells me that he can play cricket of more than 90 over, you know, ODI matches. So I agree with Trevor. He has got class and quality, and definitely he should be in the West Indies test team. Back to you, Leon.
There's no question about that. He has played test cricket before, and he has excelled in test cricket. So it's not a matter of if I think it's a matter of when he returns to the side.
You know, when he went to New Zealand some years ago, when he was shook up, ever since he came back, he seemed to have a fear for the short rising one to his ribcage. But I think by now he should have gotten over that.
Well, if he's playing county cricket.
But he made a century both in it against England. In that condition, the ball is swinging
about. Leon, my point is that since that New Zealand incident, he has played county cricket, so he would have been exposed to the possibility of short pitch bowling. So that in itself is not sufficient excuse for why he's not in the team. Back to you.
Okay, Ivor, your thoughts? No, Ivor, not with us. Okay, who else? Virgil, you are brief. Any recommendation for the West Indies? The next team, what would be the composition?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Is that Million?
Yeah, I called for you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not hearing anything.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Isaac.
Yeah. We called
you. You got me muted.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
No, I'm hearing you.
We're hearing you.
We're hearing you.
Ivor.
Ivor,
we're hearing you.
No, he's dropped.
He's dropped. I don't know why.
He dropped
me again. Call. No, man. It's not me drop you.
Yeah.
You.
Okay, he's back. He's back.
Okay, Ivor, come on in. Come on in, Ivor.
Okay. Yes, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I dropped because the garbage truck came through a while ago after having heard some stuff there from Trevor and Dennis.
Cheo played
county match filling as a wicket keeper for Yorkshire in the second division.
But he
didn't get no place alike.
Bat number 8, isn't it?
Played, yes, as a wicket keeper. So if that's the yard we're going to use from Dennis' perspective, we can throw that out the window. Trevor
but
is saying this guy is the best by test and the best because his name is Hope, the only Hope. I know Bob Hope gone, so we have Shea Hope. But if we are going to boast and brag about a gentleman who has played 38 test matches already for the West Indies, 38 gentlemen, not just coming. He has scored 1,726 runs only from 38 matches. His average is 25 with a strike rate of 41.9. And Trevor is telling us today, he is the best by far. That's why I said poor West Indies. If that is our best and Trevor is talking the truth, we ought to finish with test cricket. If we are going back to Hope, who has not corrected maybe what he left for, and he can just come back, walk back into the street as our best batter, having played 38 test matches, West Indies are to quit test cricket if he's going to be our Hope.
Hello?
We might as well go in with the head manager who are playing. King, that wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
Say you want to play with ball cricket. He's in form.
Yeah. I'm poor.
I don't see why are we saying we don't even know if he wants to play. Somebody said that. But if that is our Hope, they already worked out whatever Hope has to offer in red ball cricket. He has to come and play in our matches down here, dominate, make 300 runs and all those kind of things. Not a century like how King would make 100 and say Hope is ready. No. When you look at his ODIs, he has played 115. You know what his average is? 50.3. He's where he belongs. That's what he wants to do. That's what he's excelling in. Let us not fool ourselves and go on Hope.
But Ivor, on his behalf, he wasn't made one of Wisden five Cricket of the Year for...
Some years ago.
Yeah.
Exactly, some years ago because he's one of them who... scored a century in both innings of a test match.
Exactly. In England,
Do you have anybody now who's capable of to make 50 in two innings in the test match?
I just used your yardstick and said West Indies ought to do like Zimbabwe, pull out from test cricket. I just said it.
I know that.
I'm not saying that. What you're saying is not correct, you know? But if that is correct, we ought not to be playing test cricket.
But we know that.
That's what I'm saying.
We should not be
so
playing
I'm not just
talking
about a black dog and putting a monkey. That's what you want to
do.
Can you give Virgil a chance? He's back.
Give me a chance, man. I'm sorry, because today was a very, very special day for me, but I think somehow, I don't know what went up wrong with the phone.
And with the birthday thing, I would like to have a couple minutes to give some birthday greetings, please, because it's very important to me. The 9th of July, Glendina Benjamin of Antigua, who celebrates her 78th birthday. And also, I'm giving it all July, so you should be feeling happy right now. Also, the 20th of this month, which is July, my sister mom, which is one of my mom now that I leave her, celebrates her 80th birthday on Friday. And Janet Francis, I hope you're listening. Janet Francis.
My cousin.
I hope you're listening. Is that your cousin, Leanne?
Oh, Francis is our cousin. You didn't know that?
Exactly.
Oh,
Janet Francis,
cousin.
I hope you're listening. I just want to wish you a happy, happy 80th birthday when it comes, and many more to come. And I know we haven't seen each other for a long time, but you're always in my heart, and I love you dearly. And my sister, I know she's doing a good job of taking very care of you, and I hope she continue to do the best that she can do, which I know she would because she's a Francis, so she will definitely do that. So happy, happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy it when I come. And leave one of your candles for me, because when you celebrate your 80th birthday, leave one for when I come home so I can light it. Thank you very much. And also, the most important one. One second. Mr. Francis, 1 second. The most important one is for Benjamin. George Benjamin was on the 22nd of May. That's Beres Benjamin's father. He's blind. He celebrates 104th birthday.
Whoa.
On me. And that's a special birthday to really celebrate. His son went out, so I don't know if he's listening. He will text me if he come back in, because I would like Mr. Benjamin to really hear that we celebrate his 104th birthday. And Benji, you and your family doing a good job taking care of him. Keep up the good work, bro. We all love you. And for 104, may we celebrate, because there's a lot of people don't reach even half of your age. So whatever you're doing, keep on doing, Mr. George Benjamin, and enjoy your birthday. Even the belated birthday,
date,
but enjoy.
What date was that again, Virgil? What date was that again?
He was born 1919, the 22nd of May.
81 and 23.
All right, May 22.
Yeah,
okay, thank you.
104. So that's a special landmark. Yeah.
The only cause that I guilty you me. I'm the air. A heavy dose of the music grooving. Whoa, whoa. Every day, my brain is doing whatever. All I need is the music all night long.
Okay,
maybe, if I can continue, Leon, because your boss is regular on my rock here.
Yeah.
We're looking for solutions, but I am going to ask the West Indies selectors. I believe in Desmond Haynes. I'm going to tell you all this right up front now. And like I said, what they're putting there, out there, I am just asking them to dig a little deeper. Because I didn't see nothing really wrong with some of the players they're putting there. The only 11 can play, but I believe in horses for courses. I can't just continue with a German Blackwood because he's vice captain and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying to discard them, but you must bring horses for courses. Now, where we went wrong, and if Trevor is talking about Sheho and to look back, let me tell you where we went wrong. And we have said it many times here. When Courtney Brown was a selector, a chief selector, he identified a guy by the name of Tyron Powell for leadership, captain ability. Because he comes from Nevis, I'm going to say Megan Broad. He was pushed back on some back burner, and even from some of our own people out of Antigua and the radio station over there. They hear the name Tyron Powell, and he's supposed to always go in and make 100 after 100. And he too would have scored 100 runs in both innings of a test match. He's still a young man, was making the most ones, they discarding him. When they bring him in, they put him on trial. He make his ones as an opening batsman. They say, you see that number three, number four, see if you can fail. And then if you do well down there, let's bring you up in the opening bat and see if you can fail. And one chance for you. If you fail, I throw you out. West Indies did not have the luxury, not then, not now, to be discarding people like Kyle and Powell and those guys. Throwing away people like Leon Johnson, Lambert, out of thing. When we're looking for leadership out of Jamaica.
Clayton Lamb,
Miller.
Lambert.
You understand? We didn't have the luxury to throw away
never
these
get
guys
chance.
For Solomon Ben playing after time after time. Asking us, our best off spinner, where, when? We just keep on going and digging holes deeper and deeper and deeper. That's where our problems were and still is. And it started from Clive Lloyd. Nobody wants to say it. El Camino Willett, after Garfield Sobers, would have made the team as a teenager. Made the team as a teenager, 19. And you tell me that guy with all the talent was discarded at 19 years old. Derek Parry, who is my partner, sit down in the same bench with me in school. So I have nothing against Derek. But Derek played for West Indies 1978 when Willett was still playing and at his best. And Willett could not make the team. Yes, Willett opened the door. We agree. But why are we going to discard him at 21? Why are we going to have the spin twin between him and Derek when Derek was playing? There is where retribution is hitting us. In hope, Trevor, sorry. We had the people in place. We had them there, and we still have them. Johnson Charles bat full with runs. We're looking for an opening batsman. But he makes him one in white ball cricket. We couldn't use him. Are we going to do the same thing with Mr. King here? Bat full with runs. And we're saying Chandler Paul came in with a blaze of glory. Yes, double century. But we must have a third opening batsman to have these people looking over their backs. So right now, Chandler Paul is there. It's Shoup's son. So no pressure is on him because he already made a double. He came in a blaze of glory. We did the same thing with Chase. Came in with a blaze of glory. We put nobody over him. We put Cornwall to come up against Chase because Chase made 105 wickets in his early stage of playing Test cricket. And we tried to keep up Cornwall for that. And make the man feel like he don't belong. Are we pitying you, Mr. Cornwall, when we give you a game? That is where we are. That's where we're going wrong. I don't know what Trevor looking at. It's no hope. We're making the guys them feel useless. Are we pitying you again? And when you come in, you must perform. If not, the question mark is by you.
Trevor, do you want to respond?
With our captain. I'm going to finish here now. With our captain.
Okay.
As much as I like West Indies cricket, I've said it, and I'm say it again. With our captain, his style of captaincy, his style of batting, we're not going to win too many matches. We're going to lose more than what we even draw. Because, you see, where Test cricket is going, people are paying for win. We're picking a batsman to say, let's bat for 3 days or four, maybe 5 days, and hopefully we will draw a match. We can't have our captain up top there doing that. It can't happen. We're not going to get nowhere. We ain't going to put no foot forward. We ain't going to put a right foot in the trough. Thanks.
Okay. Give Trevor a chance to respond.
Ivor, if you can pick Holder time and time and time and time again, why are you having such a hard time for him picking Hope?
Let me answer the question that you asked me. So why are we going to pick Hope on the back of Holder? We cannot use that as the answer.
No. I'm not saying job Holder for Hope. I'm saying the same thing you seem to think that Shehope is done. So you should just get rid of him. What about
No, I didn't say that. I said he had 38 tries. 38.
So how much older have?
And he averaged 25. Okay,
how
question,
much
let me
older
you.
Have?
You know what our number three batsman
guys.
Is?
Let me tell you where.
I have to talk to Desmond Hedges. Our number three batsman has one first-class century. One.
How in the world Reef is supposed to make our thing? Reef is a pinch hitter.
Yes.
It's an overnight
yes.
man that could mm-hmm. probably go in, and West Indies are telling the world, whatever you give Reef, we're happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Reef should not be our number three batsman with one first half and three.
Okay,
should,
guys.
Should not be
let
playing
me, let me move on. Let me move on. Time is on us, right? We have quite a bit to cover. So Trevor, you conclude what you have to say in terms of response
yeah,
to Ivor.
I agree with Ivor. I agree.
Yeah,
I
you asked me the question and I answered it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Let's hear somebody else. Dennis, you want to comment on the West Indies failure and what his fee might be the outcome? We want to welcome Simon.
Yeah. Well, we have that little to and fro with Ivor, and I wasn't suggesting that Hope was our best hope. I'm simply saying the committee recommends that white ball cricketers be involved in red ball cricket, and Shai Hope has had experience at red ball cricket before. Given the situation we're in right now, I think that we should be looking to reintroduce players like Hope back into the red ball series. And somebody brought up the name Jason Holder, and everyone here knows that the name Holder to me does send up some flag. He has repeatedly been selected, and Jason Holder in the period from 2021 in August through 2023, he's had 18 test innings with scored a total of 307 runs. Innings average 18. And he had 181 not out, so you can imagine what that did to that average. His wicket total in 20 bowling innings is only 15 for 777 runs. Wicket average 51.8. So those statistics tells me that Holder shouldn't be holding down a place ahead of other players up and coming, such as Athanas should not have been waited that long. We have a Kirk McKenzie who's knocking on the door, and yet Holder repeatedly is being selected. I rest my case on that one, Leon. West Indies need to do a lot more when it comes to selection and determination for matches. Back to you.
Yeah, before, Audley, before you come in, I just want to say this, because my concern really right now, I think West Indies' greatest problem is the opener. I don't think that our captain has made any progress. I look at him.
Yeah.
If he were to have batted like how Sharma bat with Jaiswal, he took his time. He coached that guy. Here you have the Athanas with him in the wicket. They could have. He hit the ball over the top. You don't have to hit sixes to get runs. You can get four runs in an over. And
it's
our biggest problem. And wait, let me finish. Let me form. And then another point I want to make was that Alzarri Joseph need help. Holder has not progressed. He retrogressed. And he bowled like, you know, just throwing over his hand. We need a good pace. We had prepared a pitch for spinners, and knowing that India have ace spinners, two of the best in the world. So those are my points. So go ahead now, Miss Audley. Did you want to come in and then?
I heard the guys talking about cricket. So I was wondering if West Indies played last week.
all right. That's a nice move. But no, Mr. Francis, you were saying how this young man bat with Rohit Sharma. First of all,
Sharma, the captain.
When you call that young man name, right? I want
you
to say
Athanas.
I want you to say the Indian Chanderpaul, who everything like Shivnarai Chanderpaul, if our players were to imitate Chanderpaul, we'd have a lot better team. Because you see that young man, I can tell anybody, you watch him, how he stands, how he do. The only thing he does not do like Chanderpaul is the cross way batting. when he takes off his hat, he wipes his face. It's just like a split image of Chandra Paul. So I think
he's
got to watch everything about Chandra Paul, and that's why he's so good at what he do.
Yes, he should.
So when you talk about him, I would say Indian Chandra Paul, so at least we can feel good to know we have somebody imitating us, but he's in another country.
Say the son of Chandra Paul.
He
looks so much like him.
Yeah, the
Indian
son of Chandra Paul.
Any other thoughts? Let's say hello to Simon. Simon, good evening to you. Say hello.
And a very good evening to you, Mr. President. And I'll also say good evening to Dennis. And oddly, Donna, if you're listening, and Matrice, Virgil, Mr. Patel, Jeffner, if you're with us, I've heard you. Mr. McKenzie, I didn't hear you yet. And all our faithful listeners all over the world, we've had a very happy week. Hope you had a good week this week, and we're looking for a much better week next week. And hope West Indies do much, much better next week. And we'll have some better.
Say hello to Trevor as well. Say hello to Trevor as well, a new panelist. Simon?
Hello, good evening, good evening.
Yeah, I'm saying to say hello to Trevor. Trevor is one of our new panelists.
Okay, good evening to you, Trevor. I'm Simon.
Yeah.
Good evening to
appreciate you.
Good to have you aboard.
Yeah.
Mr. Simon,
I'll talk about the cricket over the week because there wasn't any cricket being played, all right?
Right. Trevor,
from outside.
Mr. Simon, Mr. Simon is south of you. The next island is south of you. That's where Mr. Simon is from.
What?
So you know where that is?
Montreal.
Trevor. No, Trevor. Mr. Francis should not thank you for that, man. No, I'm disappointed in Trevor.
Trevor.
I'm disappointed in Trevor. That did not out of him.
Geography wasn't one of my favorite subjects.
Okay.
Right in look and you see Redonda? You will see another place, another island over there, and that's the one.
Okay.
Okay,
folks, can we get an update on the score?
Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. Hopefully, we can. Donna. Calling Donna.
I'm watching it.
Hello.
Can you give us an update?
Sorry. I was here watching the game. Sorry.
Well, we want you to give us an update.
Virgil?
Can you?
I can tell you,
yes?
If she can, they have 5 ball and 25 runs.
They won 26 on the last over. 27 on the last 6 balls.
Yeah,
Poland behind not bowling. Poland not bowling. Poland not bowling, guys. You can rest.
Yeah, 5 ball and 25 runs.
Yeah, not fair bowling the last over. But my take on West Indies, okay?
Yes, indeed.
I don't know if changing up the team is going to make any difference. I really don't know if changing up the team is going to make a difference. What I think is that West Indies should demote themselves back to associate level, go and learn to play cricket, and then come back and compete. That's my thought.
Let me give you something to get excited. Bravo, the rules are 6 off.
I don't know.
Bravo just hit a 6 off knock here, so they need 19 runs in 4 ball.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So that's more exciting than we talk about West Indies.
Oh,
when West Indies start to win, we'll be enjoying them.
That's a joke right now. That's a joke here right now.
I'm going to say this because we have two listeners over here too. I hope that they've done away with the myth about the coaching. I hope they place it back on top of his head. Because some people are talking about credentials. So we waltzed our way out of the world for the first time. And it's because the coach is not qualified in Darren Sammy. Well, we have an overqualified coach in the test arena. And we've been having them. From the John Dyson down to the Simmons who last left the arena to our
Bennett
present
King,
one.
Bennett King,
all of them, with all of the credentials. and we waltz our way out of a test match, out within 2 hours. 1 hour before tea, 1 hour after tea, 10 wickets done. And we can only get 5 wickets of our opponents.
Wow.
Out of a whole test match.
And still get a,
but we
a,
lose
a,
20.
In his defeat. In his defeat.
You understand? You understand? Only 5 of them we get. They took 20 of ours. But the last 10 was done in a session. The last 10.
That's
so don't tell
horrible.
Me. Nobody come with an answer. Tell me about
coach.
And Darwin Sammy. And they're going against the grain, and they say that you should have a grade 3 and a level. 3 and a level, you don't have it. We got level 5 over here, a level 10. And we waltz out. He has absolutely nothing to do with West Indies team. And the next thing, don't tell me about West Indies administrators. Because it's the same administrators who are administering cricket, and the girls are doing very well.
Yes.
So don't tell me it's because of the administration why our white ball cricket and red ball men's cricket are doing poorly. When it's the same administrators are doing very well, when the girls are doing very well under the same administration. We can point our fingers at those cricketers. Let me tell you something what happened today, Leon. He brought a tear to me. Djokovic lost the test match today. I mean, the tennis.
Kenny,
he had 4 in a row. He went down today. He's speaking. He was glad for the young man. You can see that. He was happy.
Yes.
He was smiling. Then he turned to the crowd and he said he's happy that his son is here. But when he looked at his son, and he really looked, I just laughed in front of my son. I just disappointed my son. You know what came to my mind? That's what West Indies cricketers should be doing. Remembering the West Indian cricketers, I mean fans, that they're playing for. And they're losing in front of us and we are crying. The guys got emotional and started crying. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, I did.
When
I
was on the podium, he was all smiles. As soon as he talk about, I'm happy because my son is here. And the son up there waving, he and another little kid. And they was all smiles. Djokovic broke down and started to cry. And I believe, I'm no God, that he cried because loss in front of his son hurt him. West Indies cricketers of the past, the young under 19, you remember that, Leon? They used to cry when they lose a match in the 18, the under 19. But our team cricketers at the time under Sawan them used to go down on the mound and party. You all remember that? So, I just have to bring in that thing with Djokovic.
Okay, folks. Let me do a breaking news. Let me do a breaking news. They just lost the game and lost it by 6 runs. They lost it by 6 runs.
And Bravo makes 76 not out?
Yes, something like, well, yes. They lost it by 6. It's an excited game down to the end.
Okay. Folks, let's talk about that now. We're going to talk about a major league. Your impression about the Major League, Trevor? What's your thoughts on it? Is it a good thing?
Well, I think it's a very, very, very good thing. I'm enjoying the cricket. I'm back in Team Australia. Virgil might be able to tell you which team that is.
Team Australia?
Virgil, I want you to... Virgil, that's your quiz, okay? I want you to tell me which team is Team Australia. I might be able to answer that question too. But I think it's very good for cricket. It's very good for cricket, you know, because...
in the United States,
all,
in particular.
In the United States, yes, definitely. And I'm a little surprised. I didn't realize there's going to be so many good international players that participate in. So
yes.
I'm very happy with it. Very happy.
Okay, how about you, Audley? Tell us your thoughts about the Major League. Anything to for you?
Yeah, I watch some of it, and I tell you, I'm so happy, man. It's high quality cricket. Very high quality cricket is being played. When you we had a conversation before the first match got started, and things got off a little slow apparently because of traffic or other stuff. But then that place was all filled out, and the atmosphere was electric, and it continued throughout the entire match. and all the games seem to be the same thing. I mean, this is cricket at the highest level, I can say. It rivaled the CPL, the IPL, the everything. Just mention it. It's really good cricket. And I don't know if you have seen the 100 days transformation. You know, they did a time lapse thing where they transformed the ground from what it, you know, it was before to what it is right now. Man, it's astonishing. You know what money can do when you have the money can push thing and you have the, you know, everything. I mean, it's here to stay. Wonderful, wonderful. It's among the best. It ranked with right there with the very best.
Dennis, you wrote an article. You have time to bring one. The article you wrote, the last one. Is it too far from you?
Oh, you want to do it?
Okay, go ahead. Give us your thoughts. No, go ahead. Just give us
the Australian team for Trevor. I think the Australian team is the San Francisco Unicorns.
Am I right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm leaving out of the debate.
Yes, I said. I thought the Australian team was San Francisco Unicorn. You asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Nonetheless, I'll move on. Yes, I think this is really, really and truly a major happening for USA cricket. The crowd has been there for the matches up to this point, and I can imagine if and when they're able to farm these teams out to their various states and locations, that we will see sell out every time. Because this is IPL Mark II. Because all the players we're looking at today are players who have IPL experience. When they go out there, they perform just the same. And in fact, if anyone was fortunate enough to see Darren Bravo's, or is it DJ Bravo's performance this afternoon, this was really electric, and it was hitting with a purpose and hitting that we think is entertaining. So I think this Major League Cricket is something that will be expanded in terms of the number of matches played,
the number of teams,
mm-hmm. Yes, the teams will come, because those who are watching like you and me today will see that the cricket was good. And I'm surprised that ICC have not given the green light to a stadium such as the one that they have there, because if they're playing at that level on that wicket for four or five days now, and the pitch has been behaving wonderful. There's a stadium that is full, and it is quite large. So I think it's a good thing, and I expect and I'm looking forward to seeing more of the same, if not at the end of this month. Certainly next season will be much bigger than this one. Back to you, Leah.
Yes, indeed. The spectators want to ask Virgil. Virgil, what happened to the beautiful city of Lauderhill? Why there was no venue for the MLC? Virgil? Gone mute? Or he's gone?
No, he's watching the cricket.
Virgil once, Virgil twice. Okay, Virgil don't want what to say. But all in all, what I'm impressed with... Yeah, Virgil, you with us? What I'm impressed with more...
I was going to come in.
A number of youths are also being encouraged to be there at the game. So I think it's a good sign, and the crowd are wonderful. I think the one... And when they go to Morristown, now it's definitely going to be more too. And I have nothing to say but good things about this MLC, and I believe this time is here to stay. Go ahead, Ivo.
Okay, well, I've said it time and time again on this show, and I've used it in commentary, that the best place to play the shortened version of cricket is in America, because America is built on fast food. Clear.
Where?
And we we should tote it here. Let us start it, guys. Start the chant. One name, Oliver Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Solomon. Look at him as a genius.
He said
that guy came to me and said, I have a cricket can be done within 3 hours. And he sat down and showed me a paper. And we tried to work it out. And he was getting 28 overs in the play overs. He wanted 30. And I still believe that 20 is too short. I'm telling the truth. And Oliver had a formula. He needed to have to bowl 15 from one end and 15 from the other. But get it in 3 hours. And the pundits around the world must remember that name. And then to take it one step further, they must remember a guy by the name of Alan Sandford. Forget about the monetary part of it. The idea of cricket and bringing the shortened version. And we must remember one guy named Kerry Packer. Play in colored clothing and under lights. So who am I taking all this credit now? I'm going to go back again. Kerry Packer, Oliver Solomon, Alan Sandford. They have to make it happen and recognize these guys for what is happening today. We can't sit them back and let them renegades come in now. The minor league was there before the major league. We have to remember those guys too. Today I'm hearing it is the best. I just heard it. Maybe it is, but it started somewhere. We cannot give these Indian guys over there all of this credit. They didn't start it. And I'm going to say this, and nobody's going to like it. One, Mr. Narayan decided he's going to play in this league. Fly over, time difference, go play during the same tournament, in another tournament. But these same guys could not have done it for the West Indies. They couldn't give us a piece here and give India IPL a piece. As a matter of fact, some of them leave during our tournament to go to practice in the IPL. The IPL didn't even start yet, and they leave our ongoing thing. So when we giving them credit over here, gentlemen, we've been on the show here now for eons, Leon, and people have to understand what we were talking about. I'm not getting up and giving these guys who just Johnny come lately. And you know why I'm saying this? In South Florida down here, Ivan Henry, amongst others, do a lot of work down there. Virgil, too, you hear him talk about some time. But the names, they're not going to be remembered. All of a sudden, you're going to hear the big names up here who are coming in the last shower, and they made it happen. Well, we're not going to give the Major League all of this credit. We were here tilting the soil to make cricket in America when we were getting chased off of school grounds, playing and matching. So I'm not going to give them all of the credit, gentlemen.
What? Okay. And let's see if Virgil is back with us. He's mute.
Yeah.
He is not.
No.
But,
no. What I'm going to I'm going to file a lawsuit against somebody because somebody keep on muting me.
No.
He was asking me a question. He was asking me a question about Lauder Hill over here at the stadium. I could not. And if I answer the question, I'll be lying to you, and I don't want to do it because I don't know what happened. I don't understand why some of the game didn't play here, but probably I wouldn't have no clue whatsoever. But I was saying to Dennis, I want him to do it for me. I want him to read out the name of the U.S. player that is playing in the the Major League.
MLC.
Because some people we have a little post and some people put on the post that there's no U.S. players playing, and sometimes I tell you got to go to the right source and find out, because sometimes people will just spread propaganda and other people believe them. So I want you to tell Trevor how much players, and if you want to give him the name of the players that playing in this Major League that played for the U.S.
Stephen Taylor is playing.
Stephen Taylor,
Ali
is
Khan.
He was born here.
And Ali Khan is playing. And I think Jesse Singh
also is playing, and he's a US player. Manav Patel, something like that. You
have given some, and I will add Unmuk Chan, Jaskaran Malhotra, Rusty Tehran, Aaron Jones, Andreas Goose, PNR, Netra Valkar, Stephen Taylor, Diane Zahangir, and Corey Anderson. Those are the American players who are participating in the Major League.
Yeah, of course.
What they were trying to stress that some of these players were not born here, but how many players were born here?
They are naturalized Americans.
They weren't born here, but they're naturalized Americans like you.
And yes. That's the point I was making to Dennis.
Some of them, we don't know where they were born. Here, what happened? Most of the time, people have kids here, and they're born here, and they send them back into their country so they can develop differently in their country. Even, what's the little youngster, the best fielder that we have in the Caribbean? Hayden Wall.
He was born in the Virgin Islands.
I see him on the team down here, right? People might say he born in Antigua. He did not born in Antigua. He was born in the U.S., Virgin Islands. So when we get up and say things, we have to make sure we know before we get up and say things, because it's a lot of cricketers born here
he's born in you in the Virgin Island, he's an American,
he's a U.S. citizen. But people will get up and say things because of who they are. They complain that they don't bond here because they look like me and you and whatever. They complain that they don't bond, but you don't know where the person was born. He can raise up somewhere else, but he bond somewhere else. So you can't say where he was born. So sometimes we have to get our facts straight before we get out and just spread rumor. So Trevor, I hope you understand, and I hope you will straighten out that situation the next time.
He's the captain for England side.
Yeah, he was born in New Zealand.
And his coach too. And the coach as well.
Yep. Yeah, we know Malcolm played for New Zealand.
How many other players were born in India?
I saw something here. I'm looking at something here where the three matches, July 17, July the 21st and the 22nd, they are already sold out.
Those three matches
already sold out. TSK versus Mumbai, Miami. One Seattle versus TSK, and the next one Washington versus San Francisco. And there will be telecast live on CBS Sports.
We're
not talking ESPN.
Is that Miami? Is that New York?
Mumbai, New York.
Hey, folks, quickly, give us your talk, your take on the Ashes. England are 2-1-2 in favor of Australia. Your thoughts?
Well, Australia is England is my third team, so you know they. Whenever they're playing against Australia, I want Australia to go down. But you know, all three matches so far, remember, that have been played were all three close matches. It's not like there's one side just dominating everything, and the next one is trying to play catch up. It could have gone either way. Actually, in all the matches. So I think we're still going to be having a keenly contested series. It will continue to be that way. But I'm hoping that England will really find their roots. And one of the main reasons why I think they're down is that Anderson has not been at his best. And everybody has a lean patch sometime. And he's bowling well. Sorry. but he's not taking the wickets, and that's the problem. That's the problem. So I'm hoping everything will get together and just gel, and England will level the series and ultimately win the last one and win the Ashes.
Anybody else, Trevor, you want to come in and give us your thoughts there too about the Ashes? Anything on your mind? Think England will be able to square this series? Okay, Trevor is not with us. How about you, Ivor?
Yeah, I'm hoping for England to come too. For the first time, I'm finding myself here to put in England. But I like the brand of cricket. I mean, some people might feel like, well, it's swashbuckling, but that's how West Indies used to play. We used to play just like that, that we could have a 4-3 take our test team.
Basketball.
And play ODI.
Basketball. Huh? Basketball is bread cricket. It's what we call bread cricket in our day. Basketball.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So they're playing the kind of cricket, attractive cricket, that I like.
Attractive.
So I want, I'm going to differ with Arlene now, though. I want him to win this one, but I'm supporting Australia to win, to retain the Ashes.
Any reason why?
For Australia? No, but that's my team. I always like Australia. I like the band.
Two brothers,
they're the closest to the West Indies cricket at the time.
How about you?
Yeah, I like how they play cricket. They play tough. They don't back no.
You and Simon back England.
Yeah.
Dennis, you and Simon back England.
Leon, I think before I come in there, let me just say to Isaac that I don't think anyone is not giving credit to the minor leagues. We have to remember that the minor league came into being because the major league wasn't quite ready yet. There were too many bits and pieces to work out. But also remember, the minor leagues are owned by local franchise holders, and their pocketbook is not as deep as the pocketbook of the major league sponsors and major league owners. So, yes, the minor league deserve credit because they started on the road. Look where they were playing in, on matching. They were playing on some wickets. That was really, really dicey. But the fact of the matter is they had to start somewhere, and they started with the minor. Now they're moving up to the major. Hopefully there will be a time when the two can merge and become as one. But right now, major has it because they simply have the deep pocket to put all of this into fruition. And they've done a good job, and full credit to minor league because I support them. As far as the test match, Leon, I think Australia will still be dominating England. England was very fortunate the last match they won because of the severe change in weather at a time that was favored England. But I expect the Aussies to put the stick to England again in the next test match. Back to you.
Just 15 seconds, Leon. Just remember that the major league is IPL away from home. Back to you.
Yes. Dennis, bring in Judson there for me, please, if you can. She's been covered by my screen. Bring in Judson for me, please.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. We want to just welcome Jasna. Jasna, are you in?
Next week, Sunday, will be her birthday. Next week, Sunday, we'll say happy birthday to you, Jasna.
That's why I am in.
Because you're having a party.
Next weekend. No. Yes. Good evening, everybody. Very good to hear about Texas MLC went electrifying news. That was for us, I guess.
Yeah. How's the news being conveyed over in India? India, is it joining it too? They're watching it from your hometown?
I could not watch the
Your folks back in India, are they watching it? Can you say that for sure? I'm know that Jason is following it to the hill.
Okay.
Anything
husband,
you want to report?
My husband's side of the family is there.
Okay. Anything you want to report? Anything that we might have missed
from your end of the woods? US, no, nothing.
I can tell Justin what you just missed.
What was it? I joined a little bit later. What was it?
you missed where guys can be very, very, very ungrateful and forget where they came from. Because then it just said, even though he's giving the minor league credit, the major league have the deep pocket, the long spoon, and the deep bowl. So,
right.
You know, they rule the rules. That's the same thing that happened to the West Indies. We brought up some guys, teach them how to play cricket, and some big money guys over in Asia decide, who bought you? Forget the West Indies guys. Come over in the IPL. Don't take the contract. That's what you just mean.
Oh.
Simon, we're glad to hear from you, to Simon. We haven't heard from Simon. Give him an opportunity to say hello to us too. Simon, you haven't heard from
And a very good evening again to you.
Yes, yes.
Good evening.
But anything on your mind that you want to ask before we go?
You're talking about me?
Yes, I'm talking about Simon. Simon has
now, just to run through the scores again of West Indies and India.
Do you really want to hear it?
Cricket, right?
No man, Simon. All you have to tell is that off here.
My brother-in-law called me from Grenada, and I said, you know, you have to understand, you have to be reasonable. It is not realistic that you could be on top all the time. Other teams are playing too, you know. We've been on top for 14 years, and when we lose, they're crying. I said, the other teams have to get a chance to. It's a game. You have 11 men, and we have 11, you know. Their 11 got better this time. Our 11 would have to play better next time. That's how I look at it.
The match is set in Dominica, Simon. The match was played in Dominica. West Indies made 150 and 130.
Right.
Athens made 47 and 28. Ashwin got 7 for 71 and 5 for 60. India made 421 for 5. West Indies lose by an innings and 141 runs. Jaiswal, a youngster who made his debut, made 171. And Roy, the captain, 105. And Kohli, 76. Do you understand? Right?
Yes.
You understand?
Now, I want my team to win. But it's a game, you know. The side that plays better would win.
That's why we hesitate to tell you the score, because it was so awful.
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Leo,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I have something for Ivor. And that is the latest news that I picked up coming out of India, where the BCCI proposed a year-long wait before retired cricket players can play in overseas T20 leagues. Now, that's something to wrap your head around, your tongue around.
I read the dictatorship. I read that dictatorship. I read it. And nobody wants to say anything. But India now even want to tell people, you retire now and you can't go out there cooking.
Explain how you think that would work.
Well, how can
it's
they prevent
work,
a player?
The guy's going to retire this year and can't play for nobody else outside the country after a year. Because India says so. Virgil will tell you what the ICC needs. Let Virgil tell you, and that's the answer from Virgil.
But
ICC? It's India Cricket Council.
Thank you very much.
Ivor.
Yes, sir.
If it is approved, it suggests to me that it would only apply to Indian players being allowed to play overseas. Now, why would that be necessary for India with all the strength that they possess with quality and experience? Why would India want to restrict their players from retiring and playing overseas elsewhere?
Because I just told you, because India have more than enough cricketers. You see how Pakistan have a lot of cricketers? And they go across the world and they play for Scotland. They're playing for the Netherlands.
Yes.
They're playing all over and strengthening them. India can afford to send some cricketers that would not be able to make it at the high level because it's so many of them. Let them showcase their ways on the outside world because we don't hear much about them. But they would stifle them, give them a little bit of something here. Because one guy told me, and I said it in the show, let me say it again. They said the IPL is good for some of the cricketers, but it is not good for India. Because only a few cricketers that benefit from it. An Indian told me that. Calling one time, he was working, you know, the technicians. When you're calling, you get somebody down in India.
But why the restriction when they have so many players? I don't quite understand
exactly.
That. That's what I'm trying
That's the question. Too. Can we ask another question and can we ask Mr. Patel? They're in a better position to answer than me. I'm only giving you my opinion.
I'll give you mine. They want you to threaten their cricket, but they don't want their guys to threaten your cricket. That is my opinion.
Okay.
If they want to give me a different opinion, well, they can bring it because that's how I really see it. Because if my guys can go to you and play, your guys supposed to can come to me and also do me the same reverse thing.
Fair enough. That's what I believe too. And we've been saying it on the show here for the past 20 years.
Well, they'll tell you that they're paying the association a portion of whatever the players make.
Let me say one more thing there. I know Mr. Patel will say they pay their players a lot of money so they don't have to go anywhere. It has nothing to do about playing a lot of players. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Messi was offered, I think, over $1 billion to go and play in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused that money and come and play for what? Two something million in Miami.
Yeah,
so
when you talk about Saudi Arabia.
I think it's over $1 billion. I don't know how much. I don't want to be wrong, but it's a lot of million of dollars, and he refused it. So don't tell me that they pay them enough money. Have not because he can have that $1 billion, and he don't want to go there and play. He want to go somewhere else and help out other people, and that's what he decided to do. So when your players is like making enough money over there because they pay them enough, no, they still want to go out and play because there's billions of people over there that would like to go somewhere else and probably play cricket to help somebody else leave because they get notified somewhere else because they can't make the regular league what they have over there. They can't make the IPL, they can't make the English team, and they would like to go somewhere else and play. And they should be able to do that because people should be able to draft them and they come and play in their league also too.
Leon,
but I tell you something,
Dennis, hold on, guys. Let's hear from Donna. We haven't heard from Donna for a while. Donna, anything in your mind that you want to share with us or ask?
Not at this moment.
All right, Audie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying by allowing their players to be exposed to other leagues around the world, it will help them too because they'll also get to acclimatize to some of the bowlers that otherwise they would not have faced, and they're picking up some experience just in case India should tour those countries, and then it will come really handy for them just in case they get selected for the team. So yeah, it helps. I don't know what just for people who maybe don't have the different people that broadcast the cricket for CBS Sports Live. You can watch it on July the 17th at 6:30 Eastern Daylight Time. For the 21st, it's 5:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And also for the 24th, same 5:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And they can watch it on CBS Sports on those 3 days.
Okay. Thank you so much. Dennis,
Leon,
and
by extension, if BCCI proposal worked, would that not benefit West Indies and other countries if they use the same format and saying they're, because we have retired, quote unquote, retired West Indian players who now gone to play cricket outside of the West Indies. So if West Indies, for example, should say there's a cooling off period of 2 years before our player can go play elsewhere, would that not make, in other words, it's a two-edged sword, is it not?
That's yeah, but they're going to say we pay no, and West Indies players will obviously refuse to do it. Some of them will prefer to retire than to refuse the money.
Well, that's so, remember
yes,
in the Masters League, in order for the player to play in that, they have to require. That's why Santuki retired from playing international cricket so he could play the Masters League. So that's a requirement for some league in order for you to play in it. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just now, your final thoughts? I know you are always preparing, getting ready to prepare for your birthday. Come on. Just now, your final thoughts.
So, again, I appreciate everybody to be there. And I wish you all the best for West Indies for future. That's all I want to say. West Indies.
And we wish you a happy birthday in advance. Because
we will be
occupied next week. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
How about you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. Hi, Sid. I know you get to go to bed. Good night. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you all for a wonderful show, the discussions, the information, very interesting. And I wish you a very good evening and have a happy week. And I'll see you again next week. God's willing. Take care. God bless.
Thanks.
Love you lots.
Good.
Thank you all too.
Love you too. Yes, indeed. How about you? Is it? Virgil.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. Maybe Trevor got dropped. I get muted. Same thing like happened to me. I know you were surprising because I know you're Australian fans and I never tweeted nothing. So I was wondering what happened.
Somebody talking behind
me. Wonderful show. Enjoyed very much. Looking forward again for next week. And I'm right here watching, enjoy watching my game. I know I'm going to fall asleep before the game finish, but I'll try my best and keep up because I get enjoyment from this game. Next week, looking forward to talk to you guys again next week. And for the audience all around the world, we'll talk again next week, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Just want to tell you folks that Virgil has his second surgery on his knee, and he's bedridden. And that's why he's talking so much tonight. Thank you, Virgil.
Get well soon. get well soon.
Thank you. Trevor, your final thoughts, Trevor. Trevor, your final thoughts, sir.
I really, my second week, and I really enjoy, cricket is in my blood, so, you know, once Virgil invited me to come on here, I was, excited, but now that I am on here, I'm even more excited now, because, you know, I love the topics, I love the forum, I like everything about this, so you guys are going to be hearing from me. Every week when I'm available, I'll be here. So I appreciate this time.
Thanks for putting aside some of your time. You could have been elsewhere, and we're happy that you're here too. You're a great addition to the show. Thank you for coming on. How about
no
you,
problem.
Merch? Not Merchis. Yeah, well, Merchis, your final thoughts too? Your mom. Yes, let your mom know that we have her in our prayers and thoughts, and from the bottom of our hearts, we are praying for her. And her grief, moments of grief, we are really, really not
thank
happy.
You, thank you, and I enjoyed the show, had a wonderful time with you all, and have a good night, and see you next week, this time. God bless
yes,
you.
Indeed.
Have a good
night. Well,
Mr.
Thank
Francis,
you
can
so
I say something
much.
Here 1 second?
Yes, please.
Just
go
want
ahead.
To say something to Trevor and Ivor, that just Trevor just joined the panel. The reason why he don't want to play for another team.
because he was going to play against me, so he had to join me because he knew the in-swing in Yorker was coming at him. So he had to join my team. So that is very good, Trevor. I'm looking forward to join our team. And I will talk to you every week, bro. Irie.
Yeah, indeed. Simon, your final thought. Simon, your final thought.
Yes, it is indeed a good show as usual. Gets better every week. And I'm so happy to be here with you, talented men and ladies who know the game so well and love the game so well. I want everyone to have a very safe week this week, and we'll be back here next week. If you could just answer two questions about your new panelist, where is he from and what's his game?
Trevor,
or bat, or what does he do?
I'm from St. Kitts Nevis. I bowl and I bat.
Okay, St. Kitts Nevis. Which one? Which island?
Thank you.
And which town? Bastia?
No, I'm from Tabernacle.
Sandepoint.
Village.
Newton Ground. Where?
Tabernacle.
Yeah. Okay,
Tabernacle.
Very good. Because my brother used to live in Newton Ground before he moved to England. So, and do you play the game yourself, or you used to play?
Well, I used to play. I haven't played in a couple of years, but I'm still capable.
Okay, very good.
He's better than you, Simon. How about you, Donna? Donna, how about you? Donna, final thoughts. Thanks for your participation.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, once again, a very good show. And I would like to wish everyone a very good week. Happy birthday to my bro. Coming up this week, even though he's celebrating every day. Okay, everyone have a good week.
Yeah. All right, so next week we're going to have a big one next week, right? Or next Saturday and Sunday, we're going to celebrate. Okay, how about you? Who is next? Who hasn't come yet? So many people on the board.
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, Dennis.
Well, folks, you have never been inspired until you hear the inspirational hour, entertainment like you have never heard. So go join the Saturday morning entertainment show at blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Call in at 1-563-999-3693 for the awesomest entertainment on a Saturday morning. That is at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Join them each week. Make your mark. Set your timer. That's it for me, Leon. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Ivor, your final thoughts?
Yes, it is. I'll be happy to do so. Of course, I'm happy that I was able to participate, was allowed to hear my opinion. And I have one thing to say to Donna, is that she's hoping that West Indies would put in their resignation to go to play with the associates.
Agreed.
I can assure her that that is not going to happen. Number one, West Indies is still all of the other nations' second team. And number two, the ICC would refuse it because they want West Indies. It's still an attraction.
Yeah, too much.
The name or the colors,
no matter what. We want to finish within time, so I'm sorry, we got to limit you to a little bit. You know, go ahead, but just go ahead, Ivor.
Okay,
finish. Go ahead. Make it brief because we have only. We want everybody to come in.
A tear shed for me when I talked about Bubsy. So Bubsy, I asked you to hold strong. I said Ma was like a daughter to you, so you're going to be in our prayers. Saturday come, I'm going to ask you to join. We're going to have something special for you. Have a great week, guys. It's my
indeed. Thank
Friday,
you so
remember.
Much. Thank you so, so much. I thank all of us. So how about you, Audley, your final thoughts?
All right. Enjoy being here. And once again, special birthday to Mr. Ivor. I know he's been celebrating all month. And same thing with Jessna. So have a great week. Just before, but keep this in mind. This is a saying by Bill Crosby. He said, I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody. That's
sure. Amen.
All right, so have a great
thank
week
you.
And
thank
God,
you.
And next week we'll do it again.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody. It was an enjoyable, awesome task that was given to me to
to at least lead the ship this evening, and I'm grateful for the fine, knowledgeable people that we have on the panel that make it so easy for me. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and especially all blessings and kind wishes go out to Bob during her time of sorrow and, of course, her period of illness.
Did you say goodnight to Hyacinth?
Oh, Hyacinth, yes. Did she not say that? She came in first. Did she not? Yes, she came in first.
She did.
She came in first.
Yes, 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 I did, yes.
She did.
Good night, everyone.
Oh,
good night, everyone. Happy birthday, Iva, to you also.
Yeah, happy birthday, Iva.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday, Jasna.
And condolences once again.
Condolences,
good night,
everybody. Good night, good night.
Good night,
good night.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. No, this is not the one I want to play. This one. Go ahead, good night.
Well, this is a nice one from the Doors. Yes, the Troubadour. So we want all the people them to come out just to have a nice time. A nice time, that's all. No party. No rides and things. No one no train up. You want nobody licking on nobody else, you know. No line over here. So watch me now.
every hour, every day, from here to the grave, unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone.
I Silma Cornelius, Ralston Otto. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, Leo.
Good night.
Good night.